There's a minhag during the month of Elul to begin saying slichas. We know all year round we have a lot of davening three times a day, on Shabbos four times a day. But during the month of Elul, especially the minhag among the Svardim, is they begin saying slichos, which we'll call them special prayers, extra prayers. They begin the beginning of Elul. So I guess you have to weigh. Do you want to wake up early for the whole month of Elul, or not have meat like during the 9 days, or eating rice on Pesach? So I'm not a big rice guy, so it's an easy one for me. I'll take the srichos later on. Not that I don't need them, but I take the srichos after the one that we're beginning Saturday night. Why this Saturday night? So Saturday night we just begin because that's the beginning of the week, the first Pizma Motzei Shabbos. But why, like, what do you mean? So what is it about? So if we're starting Saturday night, and Sunday night is Rosh Hashanah, so it's like eight, nine days. So we need 8, 9 days, or what kind of, like, I understand the Svardim a month before, it's kind of like the beginning of Chodesh Elul, when you begin blowing shofar, you start saying Srichos. In fact, they do shofar in the middle of Srichos. But why do we, what's this 9 days? Actually, it's nothing about 9 days. It actually depends on when Rosh Hashanah falls out. But the minhag Ashkenaz is, we need a minimum of at least 4 days of Srichos before Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, if Rosh Hashanah was Wednesday night, then we get, you know, we get Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we get our 4 days in. So if you get 4 days in, so then that's all you need. This year we're going to get an extra, because since Rosh Hashanah is Sunday night, and the minhag is always start Saturday night no matter what, or Sunday morning, so we're only going to get 1 day. So the key number is 4. Why do we need a minimum of 4? So different reasons given in the commentators. One reason given is, during Aseret Shemei Tshuva, there was an old custom that they used to fast all 10 days of the used to fast during Aseret Shemei Tshuva, and fasting. And people used to fast. We're not into fasting today, but during back in the day, we're into eating. But they were into fasting, and a lot of times when it was a Monday and a Thursday, an Erev Rosh Chodesh, there and more. Different stories with Gedolim, like going out, leaving towns, and during that, during different generations, that's how people got closer, staying away from the physical. That was the Mahalach then. Today seems to be a different route. They went on that level, or whatever the reasons are, but we take a different Mahalach and Avodas Hashem. So the problem was, for those who wanted to fast every day during Aseret Shemei Tshuva, there are 4 days during this 10-day period that one cannot fast. One cannot, I mean, halachically, one cannot fast. What are the 4 days? So you always have a Shabbos in there, and you always have an Erev Yom Kippur in there. That's already 2 days. And we always have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting, there is an old minhag among the Gaonim that people used to fast on Rosh Hashanah. In fact, that's part of the whole wrestling match, the tension we have on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but is it a Zman Simcha or not? So on one hand, it's a Yontif, it's a time of Simcha. However, it's a day where the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mason would judge life and death issues. It's a very serious day. In fact, that's the issue of the Gemara in Erechin. Why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It fits the criteria. That's a separate shiur. What is the criteria for Hallel? But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur fit that criteria. It's called the Moed. It's a Yontif. It's Ikdish Basiyas Malachit. It's prohibited to do work. And it has its own carbon. So why not say Hallel? The Gemara says because it's inappropriate that you're going to be sitting there singing oblivious. You'll be singing songs of Shira and it's Yom Hadin. Who knows what your judgment's going to be. So even though, as the Rambam writes, it's not a day of Simcha Yisera, but it is Simcha, and that's different. Rishonim discuss whether you put Yom Simchas, some different things you say in, that we don't have in the Rosh Hashanah Musaf. See, we have about Tfila here. Different things. There was discussion of what we put in, and part of the wrestling match in the Rishonim is how do we balance this day On one hand, it's not a day where, like the Shalosh Regalim, you bring the Karbanos, so the different aspects, so that's a discussion. If there is a mitzvah simcha, we assume there is a mitzvah simcha, but it's toned down. It is, well, halacha l'maisa, where the question comes up, everyone agrees you don't say halal, the Gemara says it, but there's an issue of, let's say, in, you left out yala v'yavo in benching on Rosh Hashanah. So what's the issue? So what happened if I got yala v'yavo on Rosh Chodesh? Let's say if I got ritzei on Shabbos. So the rule of thumb is, first I'll give you the rule, then we have to see the application. The rule of thumb is, if I have to eat a meal with bread on that day, and I forget ritzei or yala v'yavo, then I have to go back. If I don't have to have a meal, i.e. bread, but it's this praiseworthy, then I don't have to go back. So when it comes to Shabbos, we have a chiyuv suda. On Yontu, we have a chiyuv suda. So if we get ritzei yala v'yavo, we have to repeat benching. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, so that's it's this praiseworthy to have a meal, but we don't have to, so we don't go back. So where does Rosh Hashanah fit in? So that's part of the discussion, because since, as I mentioned, some Gaonim fasted, so the question is, on one hand, we assume we probably have a Chiyuv Suda, but that's, to someone to make a distinction, everyone agrees, more people agree, the night of Rosh Hashanah, that you would go back, because there's no din until the next morning. But that's a discussion. That issue on whether you'd have to go back or not would depend on whether you have a pashas. Our meaning is that we do have a chiyuv suda, but that's the wrestling match there. So therefore, during those 4 days of the week, during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we can't fast. So therefore, in lieu of fasting, what's the next best thing? Slichus, adding extra special prayers. And therefore, that's our minhag Ashkenaz, to make up for the 4 days during Aseret. I think, see, if you look at it that way, you're happy you get to say slichus. You'd rather be saying, slichus for half an hour in the morning, or fasting the whole day. So in lieu of the fasting, they made it easy on us. They could have said, well, really we should be fasting 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. But they said, in lieu of the fasting, let's say slichus instead, and hence the minhag of Ashkenaz. This year we get the extra 8-9 days in, but the minimum period is the 4 days, and that's based on that. Another school of thought brought down by other poskim is, there's halacha when you bring a karban, when you bring a sacrifice on the altar, so it needs bikur. You have to examine the animal. You have to make sure it doesn't have a blemish. You have to bring the appropriate animal. And therefore, if it has a blemish, it's pusle, it's no good. So you need 4 days, they say, to check out the animal. It doesn't have a blemish. So the post can point out, by the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, instead of saying the classical Lashon, v'hikravtem, and you shall bring a karban sacrifice, it says, v'asisem, and you shall do, but a play on words, v'asisem, meaning you should make for yourself. In other words, we have to check ourselves out. So to speak, so we do slichus the 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. It's kind of like a bikur of examination before the Adam, before the carbon. So to speak, we're about to go Yom Hadin, and therefore we examine ourselves to Ho'el, but specifically the 4 days and these days now that we start saying slichus, we have extra. So therefore, it comes out, the minhag's the same, but it comes out, according to the first approach, really the main thing is fasting, and tzlichus takes the place. According to the second minhag, this is the minhag of saying tzlichus, and it's all about elo, introspection, and that's the time of, zui chodesh elo. So those are the different reasons given for the minhag of four. So that's what we're beginning. This Saturday night, we're going to be beginning saying tzlichus. And some have a minhag that even if they say slichas every morning in the morning, but the first night people do it at night. But I've been in some yeshivas in Bensonhurst, Beis HaTalmud, a break off from the mirror, and they even do the Sunday morning, they do it in the morning. I think their sheet in general is They don't want to make slichas. We'll get to the zmanim in a minute. But they hold that they don't want, if you have slichas at 4 o'clock in the morning, then the guy's going to be sleeping the whole day. They're not going to be able to learn properly. So apparently, what they say, apparently they're saying it's more important to have a strong seder and give up on slichas in the ideal time than to say slichas on the ideal time and ruin 12 hours of learning. But in terms of the lechadchila zman, so really the Rama brings down, you should get up ashmuras habokir. And we just had brachas, dafyomi, the different ashmuras, different washes in the day. Different opinions, the Gemara, 3 or 4 washes, but let's assume with 3. So let's say in a 6 to 6 day, 6 to 10, so it is one watch, 10 to 2 to 2 a.m. and 2 to 6 a.m. So based on that example, the Rama writes, the ideal time is to say Slicha starting at 2 a.m. 2 a.m., you should, again, of course, not get up at 2 then go back to sleep. I assume he means you get up at 2 and you stay up and you learn and then you daven. But he says you get up, Mashi says you get up, as opposed to, for me, it's at 2 a.m. I just would stay up already and then I'd go to sleep after. Because the minig, as I'll get to the minig, like when I was in Yeshiva University, I said when we did, so people are up late when you're in Yeshiva University anyway, so it's not even so much of an issue. But the ideal time is to do it for between 2 and 6 a.m. So that's the idea. I don't know that many people who do it at that time, but Api Kabbalah, that is the ideal. But however, others, based on the Arizal or one of the Bali Kabbalah, because why at that time? Because they say that's when Midas Harachamin comes out, based on whatever that means exactly. The Midah of mercy, God's and merciful during that time, extra special, and that's the best time to do it. Others quote, there's an Arizal or one of them who says, anytime after Chatzos, midnight doesn't mean 12 o'clock like 12 o'clock, whatever the halachic midnight is, it could be 1 o'clock, 12:45, whatever time. We're probably going to do it this Saturday night here. That's the time they usually do it. And that's the meaning in YU. That's the time when they do it. They have many times they do it in the morning. But the ones they do at night, well, we'll get to the 10 o'clock one in a minute. But the ones they do at Chatzos, that's the one they do, whatever. It's, I remember it used to be around 1 o'clock, 12:45. That's also, it's still not the best, but still the time of Rachamim. So others do it in the morning because they balance out. So Rav Schechter's opinion was, and that's the minig in yeshiva, is he felt that since we don't really understand this whole Midas HaRachamim thing, it's for the Kabbalists, so therefore, since we don't really understand it, we got to play by their rules. So, apparently the other yeshivas say, no, it's better not. But, so they point out, That's the minig there. And then there's a, I wouldn't say a minig, but I say people develop, it's not that recent anymore, but even I think when I was, I guess it's not that recent, no, even when I was back in YU, like 30 years ago, whatever it was, so they started like a much earlier sikhas, like 10 o'clock or right after Myra. So a friend of mine told me he was in a shul, he went, I think he was going to speak, whatever, and all of a sudden, right after Myra, he heard Ashrei. I think, Ashrei, what's going on here? Right after Meirav, they just started doing Slichas. So, actually, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where, I think it was a case, it was a Horash Shah where it was a shul where they wouldn't be able to do any Slichas. Maybe it was a shul that didn't have that many people. And he basically says, okay, for that specific time period, he'll allow it. He wasn't that crazy about it, but he said, obviously, if the choice is doing it then or not at all, so you might as well, so that could be, to put a limit schus on the 10 o'clock shita. I'm not sure who actually says, I'm not sure which Rav came out and said you could do it at that time or not, but obviously if the choice, and for many people it is that choice, it's not that it's the choice, meaning they're not going to, either they're not going to get up early or stay up late, or they're going to work, whatever the reality is, they're not going to do it, so perhaps that comes down to, that would be the argument, because maybe Rav Schechter might say better not do it at all. If it's the wrong time, then one may, better not to do slichas at all. But that will be part of the issue. The ideal time, according to everyone, is Bashmuras HaBoker, 2 a.m. The next best time is after Chatzos. and then I guess the next best time is the morning, and then I guess that'll be this saying it at night before Chatzos. That I guess would be, according would be the in orders of in levels in terms of that. So, but again, so that gets into the fundamentals in terms that we don't really understand this mani of rachamim. So therefore, whether you just go, on the other hand, the Gemara never actually gave a specific time when to do it. So bottom line is, there is no time in Dinai Gemara. It's all based on Kabbalah. So therefore, there'll be room to do it earlier as well. So I guess you follow, I guess you don't have an option. Here in certain towns, you have no option. You just follow whatever they do here, because that's the only one they're doing. But obviously, if you live in areas where they have many minyanim and you have the ability, then obviously you ideally shoot for the best times, but everyone has to know themselves, and you speak to your Rebbe, your postik, to ask in your specific situation, what's the best thing to do. But on the books, those are the best times to do it, and as always, the application of the deal is something you have to work out. So that's the first, but that's the din of Srichas. Do you have more time? So just to move on to the next one, there's another interesting halacha the Rama brings down. Rama brings down in Simen Tuf Kaf Pei Aleph, V'yesh Makomos Nohagim Shamispalo Srichas, this might affect you, Shamispalo Srichas Yispalo Kol Hayom. The Rama quotes a minug that the one who's leading Srichas, there's a custom that person should lead services the rest of the day. In other words, so let's say you're leading Srichas, so then you should daven Shacharis also. So what is the basis of the Rama? What is the Rama basing this on? Like that one who leads the Srichas, he should also continue leading Shacharis. So the Kasav HaMagen Avram, one of the classical commentators on the Rama, on the Shulchan Aruch, first he says, Vafil Aravis. And number one, he points out, even the night before, because we know the three, even though you're not doing Srichas until after Ma'ariv, but I guess if you know in advance you're going to do it, so according to the Magen Avraham, then you should lead Ma'ariv as well. But if that's a discussion among the poskim, it's certainly Shacharis and Mincha. And what's it based on? So the Magen Avraham tells us something interesting. This will be a point of contention. But he says the reason is, Shamatkel b'mitzvah Omrim lo gemar, because we have a general rule in the Chazal that one who begins a mitzvah, we always say finish it. It's important that you begin something. Your parents always told you, don't, or any of your teachers, that's the seicho anyway. Seicho yosh, you start something, finish the job. But it's more than just that. We find in Chazal, by the Atzmos Yosef, by the bones of Yosef, there's an apparent contradiction in the Psukim. If we look at the beginning of Parshas Beshalach, it says, Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef, it says Moshe carried the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. But if we look in the book of Joshua, it says, the Atzmos Yosef, Asher Halu B'nei Yisrael. It says, the Jewish people took the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim. So which one is it? So I said, if we had our kosher tube, then it'll be clear as Moshe wasn't the one who physically took the bones out. That's not a point of contention. So if that's the case, then what's the Pasuk and Yoshua lying for and saying that the Jewish people took the bones out and not Moshe? So that's what the Gemara tells us, a klal, that if one begins a mitzvah and another one finishes the mitzvah, the one who finishes the mitzvah, it gets credit for the mitzvah. In fact, that's what Rashi writes in Parashas Akev. In Akev, I think it's Ches or Hey, I can't read, it's too small. But the Pasuk says, Kol HaMitzvah Asher Anochi Misavcha Hayom Tishra. So it says, Kol HaMitzvah. Kol is like plural, and HaMitzvah is singular. So Rashi quotes from Chazal, if you began a mitzvah, gomar also, you have to finish it. She'ein nikras ha-mitzvah el al-shem ha-gomra. The one who finishes the mitzvah gets credit for it. So again, so we see the importance of finishing. That's what the Magen Avraham is alluding to. The one who, it's a general principle, you begin a mitzvah, finish it. And that's what the Magen Avraham says. That's why the Rama says it. However, it's not so simple. Comes along the Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna. And he wrote, he always says interesting things, but he says, what's the Magen Avraham talking about? Yeah, I'm familiar with the principle. One who begins a mitzvah, you begin a mitzvah, you finish a mitzvah. Okay, good. What does that have to do with this? What is beginning slichas have to do with davening shachris and mincha? I'll read you his language. So what does he say here? He says, he quotes the Magen Avraham, Hamatzil mitzvah omro gemar. He says, Hu nami sha oseg pa oso mitzvah. You're right. If you're in the middle of doing Atzmos Yosef and you drop the bones, go back and finish it. Yeah, I'm agreement. About Khan, Kva Gomer's mitzvah slichas. Yaakov finished slichas. Now you're going to dray him to daven shacharis? Okay, maybe you can, but it's not finishing. The mitzvah slichas is finished. I'm beginning a new mitzvah of shacharis. Uma inu etzvila. What's the Magen Avraham talking about? And secondly, we owed to a fizeh, if that was true what the Magen Avraham is saying, this is not good for Yaakov either. Hainu lomar, the Misha has follow shacharis, yispalo gam musaf. If that's the case, then every Shabbos, what do you mean only daven to musaf? The one who daven shacharis finished the job daven musaf. Like, what's going on here? What is the Magen Avraham talking about? Yeah, the principle, everyone's in agreement with the principle. But the application of the principle, what is the Magen Avraham talking about? You begin it. So therefore the Binyan Shlomo says, the Ram, that's nothing to do with, that's not the pshat in the Ramah. It's nothing to do with beginning a mitzvah. He agrees, the Ramah says it, so he's going to give a different explanation. The Ramah says, the one who does slichas, he should also daven shacharis. So the Magen Avraham said the klal. So we have to come up with another reason. So the Binyan Shlomo says, no, it's simple. You know what it's based on? He says it's based on something else. He says because apparently, I guess during that time period, one could discuss if it's true or not today. It might depend on the shul. But which one's more coveted? Is it more of a kavod to lead shacharis mincha ma'ariv, or is it more of a kavod, more of an honor to lead slichas? Again, so if anything, you know, since this is the way we work, not that it's true in halacha, but you know, slichas comes less often, so I think people think it's a bigger honor to lead slichas. But whether, I'm not saying one's bigger than the other, I'm just saying the mindset. But apparently during the mindset of the Binyan Shlomo, they thought it was the opposite. People thought it was a bigger kavod to lead davening. So therefore, that's what the Ramaz is. The Ramaz is saying you get a bonus prize. You know what? Since it was hard to find someone to lead slichas, number one, because they maybe daven vashmuras habokir, they got up at 2 a.m. wants to wake up in the middle of the night. And secondly, the slichas is the one, he read everything like the Svardim do. Everything, it's not just you read like Ashkenaz, you read the last line, maybe you sing it. The whole slichas out loud, you know, that's the way Svardim do it. It's a big job. And among other things, in order to give them the bonus that you want to, okay, you know what, it was hard to find people to do slichas. You know what, we'll give you slichas, we'll give you can do shacharis also. It was a big, so that's what, and that's what the Binyan Shlomo, like, kind of like the job of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen was a job where you took the ashes out, you know, like taking the garbage out, so to speak. So therefore, since the one who took that job, so to speak, who had to take the clean out the area, so you gave him another bonus job. So simply here, the Binyan Shlomo says, really, it's because people erroneously looked down at slichas, it was hard for them to do. So in order to, it was a bonus, but nothing to do with Hamaskel, Mitzvah, and Gemar, the two Ma'inyan slichas, Eitzel Tefillah. That's the Binyan Shlomo. Hence, based on this, Yaakov's okay. He says the minhag doesn't apply today. Since today we have Sidurim, it's not so hard to do slichas, and people now realize the importance of slichas, so therefore he says the custom of the Ramad, his day doesn't apply, and therefore the one who led slichas does not have to daven shacharis. That's what the Binyan Shlomo say. Others want to say no, the minhag of the Ramah is still intact. It's an interesting pshat from Rav Moshe Sternbuch, one of the later achronim. He points out that no, there's another reason why. He says because the Ramah, he wants to say the Ramah is consistent with his view elsewhere. The Ramah, when he talks about finding a proper cantor, a proper chazin for the Noram and Noram, he talks about you have to have someone pious, Maizim Tovim, etc. And there are higher standards than all year round. And the Ramah writes it also by Svichas. So the Rav Shlomo says, you know what the pshat is? Because if we don't, it's the opposite. It'll be a disgrace to Shacharis and Mincha because you have these high standards for Svichas, and then you get then for Shacharis, who cares? You get any Shlep or any Joe Smith gets up there and leads services. So in order not to, so to speak, embarrass Shacharis and Mincha, that's the pshat and the opposite. That we want to give kavod to Shacharis and Mincha to the same standards. We don't want it to look, okay, Slichas, yes, it's important, Shacharis isn't. So according, if that's the case, then we should keep the minig as well, according to Rav Sternbuch. And there's another pshat from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik explained as follows. He wanted to say, there's a famous machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, regarding tefillah, whether tefillah is biblical or rabbinical. The Rambam writes, there's a positive mitzvah to daven every day. There's a biblical obligation. And the Ramban writes, it's only be a sara, only during time of need, during time of war, during earthquakes, during external time in need. That's when you have a... And so it seems to be a fundamental machlokas, but the Rav Soloveitchik said it's really a very local machlokas. Everyone agrees... Really, tefillah be'eis sara is deraisa. The only time prayer is biblical is during a time of need. What is the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban is? How you define time of need? The Ramban takes an external. You have a tsunami, an earthquake, a hurricane, that's a time of need. Then tefillah takes on a biblical status. The Rambam says, what do you mean? Human life, frailty, I'm here today, gone tomorrow, who knows if I'll be around an hour from now. Every day we're all full of sorrows. Every day is a time of need. So it's just a technical issue. How do you define time of need? But everyone really fundamentally agrees the ikar of tefillah is a sara. So what greater a sara during the month of Elul, the time of Rosh Hashanah? So srichas is really an extension of the mitzvah of tefillah. And just like on a tainis, we add extra tefillahs because we want to reboy tefillah during this time period. And therefore... The Rav Soloveitchik says that Tzrichas really, it's not an independent mitzvah. It's a hakdama to the Tzvilas Hayom. Tzrichas is an introduction to the Tzvila. Just like on the opposite, he says, by Tzvilas Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, the last Tzvil we do on Yom Kippur. So the Rav Soloveitchik points out that the one, I hope it works out this way anyway, but the one who davened the weeds Ne'ila, hopefully he daven Mincha, Mustaf Shacharit, and Arvitz also. Why? Because Ne'ilah is not an independent tefillah. It's a summation of all the tefillahs. If you didn't daven the other tefillahs, you can't lead Ne'ilah. That's Rav, so Rav Soloveitchik says the opposite here. He says, Slichas is the introduction to all the tefillahs of the day. So Rav Soloveitchik says, if a person led Slichas, but he didn't daven Shacharit or Mincha, he certainly doesn't get the mitzvah Shacharit and Mincha. He says, you don't even get the mitzvah of Slichas. Slichas is only meaningful if it's connected to the Ikar of Tefillah. It's Akdama to the Tefillah. He says, that's the Pshat in the Magen Avram, in the Ramah. The Ramah says the one who leads Slichas should be the one who leads Davening also. So the Magen Avram says, based on the Amatcha of Mitzvah Omer Gemar. So the Bindin Shlomo went crazy on him. What do you mean? Yeah, I agree, Amatcha of Mitzvah Gemar, but there's no soap radio. Am I in Slichas Eitzel Tefillah? So Rav said, no, that's the pshat is, but in the Slichas is all part of the mitzvah of davening, tefillah, b'yesar, it's all part of the mitzvah of tefillah, and hence that's the meaning, that's why the Rav was machped, that, and that's the meaning that they have the in YU, that the one who leads the Slichas as well, you know, should be the one leading them as well. And then you get into, it's a discussion how far you go. Let's say someone has your side, someone's in Avil. So, it's, you know, some even say, I think that's the lesson of the Magen Avram right here. Umitam zeh hu kodem la'avel u'lamohel u'layortzai. That's what the Magen Avram says. Even kedim, again, a person has the right to be mochel. It also depends on why, it could get into the reason why he has to do it or not. But, you know, but that's a discussion. The poskim, some say you could be mochel. It depends, according, you know, it depends if it's, you know, if it, maybe according to the reason of Rav Sturm, maybe you shouldn't be mochel because then you're lowering the standard of shot. You know, so it depends on the reason. But the bottom line, let's summarize. But we said the mitzvah of Slichas, if the Svarim began the month of Elul, but us B'nai Ashkenaz, we begin Motzai Shabbos. This year, for the better or for worse, we begin Slichas not just 4 days in advance, but 8-9 days, because you need the minimum of 4 days, and you have to start Saturday night. And the 4 days are based on, number one, either because those are the 4 days you can't fast during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, so we, in lieu of fasting Slichas, and all the other reasons, doesn't say Vikraft and Basisem, and it's like they used to do a checking of the carbon before, we have to do examination ourselves before Rosh Hashanah. We said, when's the ideal time for saying Slichas? At 2 a.m., the beginning of the Shmuras HaBoker, but at least after Chatzos is the Zman Rachamim, and if not that, then at least in the morning, and then, you know, perhaps the 10 o'clock Zman is that. And then we discussed the minute of the Ramah. The Ramah brings down the one who eats the Slichas to Davin, all the Shavuot services the rest of the day. So what's that based on? So the Magaram says, based on Matcha Mitzvah Gemar, and the Ben Yishomah says, what are you talking about? My Indian Slichas Eitzel Tefillah. You finish the mitzvah Slichas Tefillah. It's a new mitzvah. If he rejects the Ramah and says it was based on people, it was hard to find people to do Slichas, so we threw them a bone. We gave them Shacharis. But today we don't have to, so therefore the minhag no longer applies. Rav Sternberg says the opposite, that since we have a high standard for Slichas, we don't want to minimize Shacharis and Mincha, so therefore we want to keep the same standard, so we have that same person daven. And Rav Salavashik said, the Pshat in the Magen Avraham is no, Amatchim is Logumar, it's all part of the same mitzvah, the mitzvah of Tefillah be'esara, and certainly there's no greater esara than in the time of Elul, esara shemei tshuva, when we're being mispalel for, you know, for Chayim Amavis. And that's the, you know, that's the minhag of saying Slichas 4 days before, and the halacha of, the one who eats the Slichas should have it all day. You know, we'll have to continue next time some more in Yoni Slichas, or we'll move to some in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. Any questions?